This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. This morning, the Secretary of State, Jim Condos, officially certified Vermont's primary election results. Before last Tuesday, many people were expecting the turnout to be very low. Primaries during non-presidential years are often more lethargic. But in the end, 22.5% of Vermont's registered voters made their voices heard. That may sound dismally low, but it's actually the second highest vote total ever. Start to separate the turnout by town, though, and you see that some communities had single-digit turnout, while others were close to 50%. We're going to talk now to one town that had just 9% turnout and one with more than 40% to see if there are any lessons we can glean. Let's get to the good news first. Sally Ober is the town clerk in Lincoln. Lincoln didn't quite match Victory, Vermont's 49% turnout, but both Lincoln and Brunswick were next highest with 41%. Sally Ober, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I'm honored to be on your program.
So 41% voter turnout, what is so civically special about Lincoln?
Well, Lincoln is generally a great group of voters. We have people who participate in our elections at very high levels. In fact, this coming fall in November at the general election, it's not unusual for us to have close to 80% turnout on those big elections when we're electing our federal officers or even president.
Why, though? I mean, why do people in Lincoln, I wouldn't try to judge and say care more, but why are they more motivated to turn out?
I don't know. I think it's part of our culture here. We're a very active community in general. We're in touch with each other. We talk to each other a lot. We get together a lot. And I think we encourage each other to come out. We do have, well, I just should say that I think the biggest thing that gets voters out is an exciting ballot. When you have good choices to make on the ballot, voters come out. And sometimes they come out to vote for candidates that they're excited about. And I also hear from them and they say, I definitely don't want this person, so I'm voting against them. Like, you hear people wanting to make decisions when there are good decisions to be made. And so they come out when there are choices on the ballot. And one of the reasons that I think we had a big turnout for this election is we had two local candidates running for state representative. That was Mari Cordes and Paul Forlenza. So when we have local candidates, people get more excited. Also, Ethan Sonneborn, who is running for the governor's race, lives just down the road from us in Bristol. So people were excited to vote for their local folks.
And for you as town clerk and for other people who work on town matters, the workload is basically the same, isn't it? Whether you're processing, 5% of the vote or 50%?
Absolutely. Our polls are open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., so we're here for 12 hours. I need to have volunteers in place to help run the election all day, and I need to be prepared for however many people show up. So, yeah, we're all here always ready and ready to go, and it doesn't matter how many people show up. We're still here for the full day. So it's really an honor to have active voters in a town where you prepare for days and days and weeks leading up to an election. And so I always appreciate seeing all of our voters come out.
Well, about that, I mean, it looks from the town turnouts like smaller communities were typically ones that had the highest turnout, although smaller communities often had the lowest turnout as well. But it's not the big cities, the big towns in Vermont that, ranked at the top of voter turnout. So is there something about knowing your neighbors that in a town like Lincoln that has this sort of civic responsibility in the culture that might sort of add to the pressure to vote? I mean, if you don't have your I voted sticker and your neighbor does, you might feel embarrassed.
That's true. We definitely we work hard at advertising that the election is coming and reminding people to vote. And we put signs out in our town centers, on the sidewalks, and we put notices on Front Porch Forum and other social media platforms to remind people to come out. And one thing that happened for this election, I found, was I usually remind people and tell them the deadlines and things that they need to know about as voters. But we also have an active group in our town called the Lincoln Bridges, and they have become very active in getting the vote out and encouraging people to show up at the polls and offering rides and all the rest. So I feel like our voters heard from their clerk, but they also heard from other people in the community reminding them to vote and telling them to get out. So they weren't just hearing from me, they were hearing from others as well and encouraging them to show up. So I do appreciate the help from others just getting everyone out here.
Peer pressure works. That's Sally Ober, Lincoln Town Clerk. Sally, thank you very much for talking with us.
Sure.
Now, on the other end of the spectrum, Stratton, Vermont came in at the lowest voter turnout with just 9%. Kent Young is the town clerk there, and he's on the line with us. Hi, Kent.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So out of 183 registered voters, which is actually the lion's share of the town's population, only 17 people turned out. That means in the Democratic primary, Brenda Siegel won with three votes. Christine Hallquist and James Ellers each had two votes, and Ethan Sonneborn had one. On the Republican side, Phil Scott had six votes, and Keith Stern had three. So you're a perfect representation of the total voter turnout. But boy, that's low. Why do you think
right.
that is?
Well, I assume that there's just not much interest in the local politics. Part of the reason is we didn't really have any kind of contested race for our representative or district representative. Kelly Payala is our current district rep, and she's running as an independent. So, you know, nothing there. It's kind of consistent. In 2014, in the midterm, we only had 8% at the August primary. So, I don't know. I don't think, you know, younger people aren't that interested. I looked through the voters that did vote, and I came up with an average age of almost 64 years.
Huh. Although so. It's dangerous to make an average out of 17 people, you know.
right. But I'm just for yeah. this particular election, you know, most everyone that voted was over 50.
Wow. You know, you've been doing this job for almost 20 years now. Has it
right.
changed? Is this a new thing, or is this, you know, sort of typical of the way Stratton operates?
Well, it seems to be slowly changing, or has slowly changed over the years. We've picked up a lot of voters from, I think, a lot of it's school-based. They you know, come in and want to put their kids through school here because it's a choice town. And they're not really, a good majority of our voters now aren't really linked with Vermont, I don't think, at least not like the old crowd used to be. And many of those, since I've been here, have died off. And but we, you know, we still have the same group, maybe 30, 35 to 40 people that show up year to year at town meeting. We vote from the floor. Tuesday at 10 is when we start, so it's that same old group. But a lot of the voters that come in, being a resort town, and the majority of the homes are second homes, and you know, occasionally or often the people that have those second homes will, you know, make it their primary residence, either in retirement or if they have kids and can manage to make it work for them to come up and put kids in school. And like I said, they're not all that connected with Vermont in the old fashioned sense.
Well, that might help explain it, that the 17 people, 9% turnout in Stratton. Kent Young is Stratton Town Clerk. I appreciate you talking with us today, too.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Thank you.